Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, the traders are going to be closely watching the 10-day forecasts, I suspect, for the next week or so.
And Dave, the next week, the 10 days, will be pretty decent across a good portion of the corn and soybean belt. Now, we're not going to be precipitation free, but we don't look for any major storms in the area. The result will be more fields, maybe a little bit more feasible to see some work in. Precipitation amounts over the next week are generally going to be a little bit heavier across the southeastern U.S. and into the Delta states, and they've had their own problems as far as some fields that were planted early. They had some heavy rain that washed out some fields, and they've had a continuation of wet weather across the southeast and the Delta. So that may be the problem area, but again, much of the Corn Belt will see average or less than average precipitation. The trend will be a little bit drier across areas of Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa. Also, Kansas is expected to see a downgrade in the amount of precipitation they've had. They've had some very heavy rains with some fields being flooded there. So we will start to see some improvement. Now, again, all of it is very relative concerning how wet the fields are going into this week. But again, less precipitation is expected across most of the Midwest this week. There will be, again, some chances for heavy rain early this week and from Kansas and Missouri and across portions of the western Corn Belt. But as we get towards the middle and second half of the week, we are expecting to see drier weather that has been pretty much in place across the southwestern states generally move to the east, and that will help to dry some things out. But again, time frame, that's the big question as to how quickly people can get out into the fields. In the Delta and the southeast, again, some heavy rain and flooding occurred across portions of the region over the weekend. Rain was heaviest from northeastern Mississippi, where just over an inch to as much as 2.5 inches of rain was reported. Northern, northeastern portions of Louisiana in through central Mississippi received anywhere from 0.5 to 1.5 inches, with mostly dry conditions occurring in central and southern Louisiana. Temperatures will be warming up again as that big dome of high pressure starts to spread from the western states in towards the Midwest, but we start the week with very cool conditions across the upper Midwest. There may have been some frost as close by as northern Indiana, a better chance for frost this morning across Minnesota and Wisconsin, where skies were clear. They will remain a little bit below average for the early part of the week, and then start to see things warming up as we get into the second week. So the next 10 days to 2 weeks, conditions will get a little bit closer to average across the upper Midwest, while near normal temperatures are expected for the bulk of the heaviest corn and soybean areas. Above average temperatures are definitely in place across the western states and will continue to spread to the east. In the western states, they have some scattered rain and snow showers in the northern Rockies and the Pacific Northwest. The rest of the western states remain dry, favoring field work and crop growth, although there is an exceptional need for rain across a large portion of California, where the wildfires are still roaring in some areas. The southern states, showery weather will continue to hamper field work, including corn, soybean, rice, cotton, and sorghum planting. Southern portions of Texas and Florida remain extremely dry. And again, the Corn Belt, we just have some scattered light showers ending this morning, or maybe into the early afternoon in the eastern Ohio Valley. But cool, dry weather is going to provide a limited window for opportunity for corn and soybean planting elsewhere. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.